Hi, welcome back to Amateur Politics with me, Terry Wang.
And me, Cooper Smith.
It's been, it was supposed to be a 3-week break, but complications made it for a 4-week break. So a quick recap of the absolute shit show that's been going on ever since we last talked. Today
the government has been shut down for 27 days.
Oh no. Yeah, it's been shut down for 27 days. Nancy Pelosi is now Speaker of the House once again.
The Democrats have a majority in the House.
Yep.
While the Republicans still retain a majority in the Senate.
What else has happened? Government workers have been furloughed. Food stamp funding is probably going to run out.
Hell yeah. people are pooping in our national parks.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's an actual thing that's happening.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad.
This is so sad. You know what's sad? The fact that TSA was one of the first agencies to lose funding. Like, how does TSA lose funding or run out of funding before before food stamps? that's awful.
I mean, that just shows how much of a hoax TSA is actually is.
Yes, how we in fact live in a society, a welfare society.
How TSA is just a security theater that does nothing.
Yeah.
That's about it. Anything else happened?
I feel like there were some other things. I can't think of anything at the moment.
Tomorrow, even though there's a shutdown, United Launch Alliance is going to launch one of the U.S. military's spy satellites for the National Reconnaissance Office.
Nice. Oh, the Women's March is also tomorrow.
Yeah, Women's March is tomorrow. Was it third annual one?
I think so. Yeah. It's been 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
The March for Life was today.
Oh, really?
And I believe it was also yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben
Shapiro spoke. It was epic.
I don't like him. What else? Because NASA is shut down, SpaceX won't be able to launch their test of the first U.S. crew capsule to International Space Station.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate. You know what? It's been, the U.S. hasn't, the last space shuttle launch was in, like, was it 2009?
Something like that.
It's been 10 years. We spent 10 years paying the stupid Russians to send our U.S. astronauts to the ISS.
Yeah.
That is disgraceful.
Much. Yeah, it is disgraceful. That's why we need a Space Force.
No.
Bring in the Space Force.
Okay. No. Anyway, yeah, that's a basic recap of what happened. obviously, today we're going to be talking about the shutdown and the $5 billion border wall.
Yes, border wall.
Cooper, begin.
Okay, so the shutdown has been 27 days now, though it should be longer. For one, parts of the government which shouldn't be shut down are shut down, and parts of the government which haven't been shut down yet haven't been shut down already. So, for example, TSA, which is an obviously crucial and legitimate government agency, which has been one of the first and one of the most, probably the most important agency to be depleted of all of its funds. Whereas food stamps is being still being administered and hasn't lost its
all. It's running out. Yet. It's going to run out at the end of February.
Yeah, but the fact that TSA has run out of money before the food stamps program is kind of disgraceful. The food stamps should be permanently shut down, along with every other social program that we have. TSA should be up and running. With regard to blame, I'd say that there's definitely blame on both the Democrats and the Republicans, but it's perhaps the Democrats who have the most amount of blame to take, because they seem to be just stonewalling any sort of a border security solution which involves a physical barrier or wall.
As they should.
They should not. A physical border wall should be erected in places where it is necessary, and increased security personnel should be allocated to areas where it would be most appropriate, and different forms of technology like drones should be placed in areas where it is most appropriate. And it is only until we can reach that medium to have maximum physical border security that we can get the government back running again.
All right. So, personally for me, I think that this shutdown, well, should be ended, like, now. It's definitely a mistake to keep this shutdown going, because it's obviously not helping anyone. I don't think it's beneficial to anyone. I mean, it's bad for both sides, and it should definitely be resolved as soon as possible. When it comes to the president's belief that this shutdown must be as long as possible until he gets his $5 billion wall, I think it's quite absurd. There was this interview with some Californian federal prison workers. Oh, nice dog, Cooper.
Sorry. Mimi woke herself up.
I think I'll move into the other room.
Wow. First episode of 2019 off to a great start.
Why is this door open?
There was this interview with California federal prison workers who said that, you know, walls do work and they support a wall. But the problem is that they don't need the wall right now. And I think that's something that we've all forgotten. You don't need a wall right now. And I'm sure there's plenty of time to negotiate instead of just trying to brute force your way into getting a wall. Both sides aren't going to budge. So it's definitely in both sides' favor to end the shutdown as soon as possible. And then after that, immediately go towards finding a solution through long-term negotiations. Along with that, this government shutdown isn't helping the overall overall group of federal workers. We have air traffic controllers who aren't getting paid, who definitely deserve to be paid, because air traffic controllers is an extremely stressful job that, you know, definitely deserves some compensation. TSA isn't being paid, which is a threat to our airlines, even though TSA is kind of a security theater. National parks aren't being funded. Basic welfare services for people who need it the most aren't being funded. In fact, there are government workers who are relying on welfare just to be able to make do while they aren't getting a fucking paycheck. So I would say the best solution is stop all this mindless stubbornness and just get towards serving the government workers and serving the U.S. populace.
Now,
I'm inclined to agree with you mm-hmm. on the basis that the government would be open, would be reopened with increased funding for border security.
Okay.
When it comes to optics, I don't necessarily think that it looks too good for Democrats when many Democratic congressmen are having vacations in Puerto Rico, or Pelosi and her constituents try to take a vacation to Belgium, Egypt, and Afghanistan, and then Trump blocks their travel. While Trump stays at the White House open to negotiation, it's not necessarily good optics for the Democrats to be doing this at the moment.
I don't understand why both houses are on recess during this.
It's
a federal holiday. But
I mean, like we talked about before in the DACA episode, President Trump repealed DACA, which was an unconstitutional executive order, it ceded power back to the legislature, and yet legislatures were angry about the fact that they were actually having power given back to them. Because it didn't serve within their interests. So, mm-hmm. and it was Trump who Trump was the one who was blamed for it. Just like the case with the case with child separation, which was a law and a practice that occurred under the Obama administration. But then with the implementation of catch and release, it was suspended. And then when Trump started enforcing the law once again, the law that had been passed by Congress, rather than Congress having the blame placed on them, it was the president who had the blame placed on them. So it's a rather convenient, convenient case of optics for congressional leaders, both Democratic mm-hmm. and Republican, who get to place blame on the head of the executive for exercising laws and exercising policy that was only enacted through their legislative authority.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it's just, I'm fine with both sides debating on whether or not to build a wall. Like, sure, we can go and debate about, discuss about it. I mean, in the end, whether or not you actually get the wall at this point, I could care less. Like, it's getting a bit too much. What I'm not happy about is our president's insistence on simply just folding his arms and saying, meow, or like, you know, I don't get my way, so none of this is going to work. Or like, you know, I don't get my way, and none of you guys are going to get anything done. And that's not proper governing. If you want to govern, then you're supposed to be doing something in order to help people, not crossing your arms, pouting, and demanding a wall to be built right away that can be negotiated for in the long term. Like, I don't understand why there's such a rush just to build a wall right now.
Well, I mean, you look back to the Reagan administration during the 80s, Reagan had granted amnesty to, I believe, some 12 million illegal immigrants mm-hmm. for the prospect of Congress providing wall funding for a physical barrier or wall and an increasing border security. That never happened.
Yeah.
So there is a running precedent of not trusting the legislature in giving them, especially Democratic-controlled legislature, in giving them what they want now in exchange for border security later, because that has been shown to not work. I think that this is going to be a very interesting precedent that will be set. I think that this shutdown is very much a test on the patience of both the president and as well as Congress, and kind of testing how long it takes before either breaks. And if Trump's real estate business proficiency has any merit or applicability in the world of politics, then Congress will break before he does. But it's only a matter of time before we can see. I personally don't think that this is going to end with funding for the wall. I think that Trump is going to concede because he's conceded every other time that a major social issue like immigration or gun control has come before him.
I mean, I do hope that he concedes. He probably should concede, to be honest.
He shouldn't, but he probably will.
You know, I think that what I see from this is that, yeah, he probably will concede, but maybe due to pressure from his own party and not by outside forces. I'm pretty confident that it'll be him that's conceding to his own party from, you know, McConnell or some other high-ranking legislative official from the Republican Party.
Well, we can look at who is being placed with who's being placed the greater amount of blame for the shutdown. Is it being blamed on Congress or is it being blamed on Trump? And I'd say that the majority of the country blames the shutdown on Trump. Although the people who do support Trump probably aren't going to defect in their allegiance to him as a voter base.
Yeah.
And so are going to place the blame on Congress. But it's not particularly healthy, I should say, to have such an animosity directed straight towards the executive.
Really?
I don't think it is. I think history would provide that that's not a very good formula for peaceful governance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to have to come to the point where Trump will have to concede and fund the government with little to no increase in border security.
Yeah, I'd say that might happen.
I'd say I have a question. Mm-hmm. Have we run out of funds to give foreign countries?
No, definitely not.
So we still have enough money to fund to give subsidies to China, subsidies that aren't even paying back our debt. Yeah. We have enough money to give to Pakistan, despite the fact that their allyship towards us is more or less not existent. And we're giving money to Israel despite the fact that we've given $40 billion. Pakistan. Because no one really has done anything to not give money to Pakistan. No, because like we have these budgets, and then every year we'll just like renew the same clauses, but in a different arrangement, in a different bill, and somehow funding for Pakistan just kind of slips through in the thousands of pages of funding provisions.
Yeah. Although, switching specifically to the topic of the border wall, I still believe that the wall is a misallocation of resources.
I don't.
I mean, you know, you can build tunnels. Drug cartels probably
have. Yes, but it is significantly easier to cross the border physically than to build tunnels under a physical barrier.
If Trump is saying that the wall will block out all these cartels and all these illegal immigrants from going through, well, yeah, it'll probably block out the migrants who are just finding a job. but it's not going to block the cartels. Cartels are extremely resourceful. I mean, they recently released, during the trial of El Chapo, they released footage of, well, there was this, what was it? The DEA raided El Chapo's home. And, well, they first had to spend like 10 minutes just trying to like kick down a steel door with a battery ram. And then once he got in, they saw that he was able to escape by, it was a really complex system, but basically they needed to stick a wire inside of an electrical socket, turn some kind of switch. And then after that, the switch triggered hydraulic pumps to literally lift the bathroom tub up and expose like a secret underground tunnel.
Epic.
Like, pretty dude, resourceful.
If it was the cartels instead of the Mongols invading China, they wouldn't have stood a chance.
And like, that's what I'm saying. If they're able to do that just for one guy, then imagine what they can do for a wall.
Well, again, the wall is an excellent example of the use of optics. Of course, the wall wouldn't be the only method of increasing border security, but it is a much better, I suppose, means of advertising to say wall than to say wall and drones and radar detection and blank.
So wall is this about more... like how it looks as a PR move?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's disappointing.
Well,
that's concerning.
Well, I mean, politicians do it to us all the time. Well, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
what were the main tenets of Obamacare? You know, an individual mandate, an employer mandate, basic coverage. You know, pretty mm-hmm. simple. In theory, simple principles, but in practice, it resulted in over 10,000 pages of legislative and bureaucratic regulation. So mm-hmm. the use of small pejoratives in order to encompass a wide range of reforms and programs has been used by politicians all the time, ever since probably Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, that is. Mm-hmm. But despite the fact that cartels would find ways to get under a wall would be a significantly effective detour of people who are trying to cross the border illegally, who are not connected to drug cartels, or just cartels in general, criminal or drug related, and would just be generally effective against organized migration like that of the recent migrant caravan and the one that preceded before it.
Yeah. I mean, I personally think there's probably much more effective ways than just a wall.
A wall's pretty effective.
I mean, yeah, I'm not denying the fact that walls might work, but there's probably much more effective ways that don't require spending $5 billion on a huge, 18 feet tall structure.
Hell, we've given Israel $40 billion and they have a massive wall. And that works pretty well at keeping Palestinians out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what, Palestinians?
They're not as good as at digging tunnels as cartels.
The cartels. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so seeing that we're hitting the time limit, I'd say we should move on to our closing arguments. Cooper, since you started off with the opening arguments, I guess you can be the first one with the closing arguments.
All right. So I would say that the essential legitimate parts of the government need to be reopened, such as air traffic control, such as TSA. And that the illegitimate, unnecessary facets of government need to be shut down permanently, like the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Labor, the EPA, the food stamps program, agriculture readjustment provisions, and every other sort of bureaucratic regulation fitting that same mold or kin. I would say that probably the best line of action for Trump right now is to continue the shutdown and to continue holding firm and strong on his position for increased border security, and to establish a precedent that he will either establish a precedent which can be both beneficial or detrimental towards the country in terms of having the president have a bargaining tool that is effectively a scorched earth policy, or he will prove that it doesn't matter how long a president keeps the government shut down, but that Congress will never make any concessions with the president.
Well, personally for me, I think that this shutdown is just horrendous. Like, it's a waste of time. It's just an absolute waste of time, hard work, and we can all get this over with if our president wasn't being a little bitch about everything. I mean, like, you don't need a wall right now. Along with that, I mean, the wall probably won't be even that effective considering how crafty the cartels are. It's easy for us to be able to find much better solutions without having to go through long government shutdown that's hurting federal workers. And along with that, there are several hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are barely going to make it by. The fact that we have to give federal workers food stamps, that they have to go to food banks, and the fact that they have to their cell phone carriers and ask them for reduced prices and actually beg their landlord to put a halt on the rent is absurd. Federal workers should be treated like any other worker. They shouldn't be put as pawns in some political game, and I think our representatives have failed to understand that. And I think it's in the best interest of the American people for this government to open and for there to be a proper negotiation on a wall. The president shouldn't be pouting, being a little baby about everything when it comes to the wall. The fact that he walked out of a negotiation meeting when he didn't get his answer is absurd, because sometimes your way doesn't even work, and I think he fails to understand that. In the end, get it back open. There's so many more things to do, and we don't need this government shutdown bullshit to stop it. That's all. Anyway, well, thank you for listening to our first episode of 2019. Anything else, Cooper?
No, I have nothing more to add.
Great. So we'll see you back next week, with a new episode, hopefully with the government that's now reopened.
Doubt it.
Yeah, doubt it too. Anyway, thank you for listening. 2018 was amazing, and well, 2019 is definitely going to get much crazier. All right. Thank you, and have a great day. Mm-hmm.